On Monday, 2020 presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren rolled out a policy proposal that would affect more than 40 million people in the United States.
Anyone who's got outstanding student loan debt can have up to $50,000 worth of student loan debt canceled out so long as their income is under $100,000, then it kind of steps in up to there's no help for anybody whose family income is above $250,000. And that's it.
That's Warren on CNN laying out the central piece of her proposal. Her plan also includes free tuition for public colleges and creates a $50 billion fund for historically black colleges and universities and minority-serving institutions. Warren's college finance plan goes further and into more detail than any other presidential candidates. But she's not the only one talking about this. With people in the United States owing a collective $1.5 trillion in student debt, this crisis is a pressing concern for many voters heading into the next election.
And it is now crushing them. So my proposal is to say this isn't right.
Annie Nova is here to talk about all this. She's a personal finance reporter for CNBC covering education. Annie, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
So how does Warren's debt forgiveness plan, how is it different from others that we may have seen in the past?
So the idea that Americans are struggling more and more with student debt is something that is getting more attention. More voters want to hear about it. It's something that's affecting them every day. And you've seen for a while now some talk about student debt, but this is the boldest, most detailed proposal. So you have another candidate, Wayne Messam, who has talked.
Who?
Wayne Messam.
Okay.
He is a mayor in Florida. He's much less well-known, but he is in the running. And he has called for eliminating student debt, but he doesn't really have any details around that. You have Elizabeth Warren, who has now come out with a proposal to very specifically erase $50,000 in student debt for anyone who makes under $100,000. If you earn between $100,000 and $250,000, you will get a lesser but still a sizable portion of your debt eliminated. Whereas you have other candidates like Bernie Sanders talking about free college. A lot of other candidates have also talked about free public college. This is the first detailed proposal to actually get rid of student debt.
What's been the response so far? Because we're hearing, you know, there are candidates every day coming out with big talking points. But like you said, this is a very detailed, very specific policy proposal. Across the board, how are people responding? Because student loan debt is something that affects a lot of Americans.
Yeah, I think it was, you know, one of our most trending stories at CNBC yesterday, which is interesting because we're known as being a business network, investors. But actually, people are very, very excited by this. 70% of people who leave college now are in debt. And this proposal definitely, I think, resonates with them.
Are there any shortcomings in the plan? I mean, these are big pie in the sky ideas. These sound really good. But do you see any pushback, any shortcomings so far?
I think you will definitely see criticism. Anytime you see a massive forgiveness plan, there's going to be pushback. Republicans are not going to like it. They don't like grand forgiveness plans around student debt or other types of financing. And then you have some people saying that, does it target the people who need the help the most? It will, again, if you earn below $250,000, you stand to have a sizable portion of your debt forgiven. Some might say, well, why don't we target the people who actually graduated and couldn't get a job or are working minimum wage? Why are we offering this to so many people?
Annie, one of the issues that's come up here is also race, as we know. You wrote about a study last year that examined some of the racial disparities that exist in student loan debt. What were some of the findings in that study?
Yeah, the findings are interesting. So black students borrow much more than white students for a number of reasons. They have less family wealth. The average family value of a black family is around $4,000 compared to over $150,000 for white families. So, of course, they have less savings. They're going to need to borrow more. And they tend to also be black students tend to be targeted by for-profit schools that can have lower quality education and much higher tuition. They borrow more, then they go on and they can earn less and they have less support again from family and they take longer to repay their debt. So not only do they take on more, they're in debt longer and they have higher default rates.
So what would Elizabeth Warren's plan do for black borrowers in particular? Would it have any measurable effect on borrowers of color, students of color, as compared to white students, or would it affect everybody equally?
Yeah, there were some student loan experts who quickly analyzed her proposal, and they found that it would do a lot to narrow that kind of astounding wealth gap, because all of a sudden your value goes up when your debt balance goes down.
Let's talk a little bit about how pervasive student loan debt is. We talked a little bit about it in the beginning, but when we think about financial decisions, I always say the biggest financial decision I ever made before buying a home was deciding where I was going to go to school. I mean, it was really based on how much I could afford. How do most people make decisions? Are they doing it based on what they can afford, or are they doing it based on the perceived value of the degree and saying, you know what, I'll just take out all the loans I need to because this is a great school?
I think you have Americans making one of, if not the most important financial decision of their lives at 18, right out of high school. I certainly wasn't prepared to make that decision then, and I think a lot of people are not. There is this idea that you have to take on whatever debt you have to take on in order to finance your education, because you can't not go to college, and sometimes you can't, you know, not go to the college you want to go to. And you see that's why there are more and more parents taking on debt to also make their child's education possible. And there's not a lot of consideration of what you're going to study, what kind of job you might get afterward, and that's what leads so many people to not be able to repay this debt afterward.
What's the impact that inability that many Americans have to pay back these loans, what impact is that having on us as a society?
I think it's having a huge impact. When people leave college, there's just been studies showing that the different aspects of your lives that are affected. People who owe more debt tend to have a lower chance of being in a job in the field that they studied, because they have to go on and they have to take a job right away to pay off that all of a sudden monthly student loan bill, as opposed to taking a little bit of time and finding the right job. And that has effects throughout people's entire career. Homeownership rates among young people are down. Entrepreneurship rates are down. People are really stifled throughout their 20s and 30s. And it also, they have lower retirement savings. And the effects kind of ripple throughout your life. And I spoke to a woman who was 80 and she was still paying off her loans.
80?
Yeah.
80. 80.
80. Debt is growing, student debt is growing very fast among older people because they're taking on student debt for their children. And they have not been able to repay the debt they originally took out for their education.
Annie Nova is a personal finance reporter for CNBC covering education. Annie, this has been fascinating. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
80?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.